Okay, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We've got some fine modern mainstream jazz music ahead of us. Going to continue with our highlight artist of the week, Red Garland, from his prestige album, Red Garland Revisited. Backed up by Red on piano, of course, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, who was in the rhythm section with Red Garland and the Miles Davis Quintet at the time. This was cut in the studios of Rudy Van Gelder in Hackensack, New Jersey, in May of 1957. And it's a Burke and Van Heusen tune, It Could Happen to You. yes, the tasteful panel stylings of our highlight artist of the week, pianist Red Garland, from his prestige album, Red Garland Revisited, cut in May of 1957, and tastefully accompanied by Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor doing the brushwork on drums. What's up next, Dal?
We'll hear next from a group led by Johnny Hodges. It's from a Verve LP entitled The Big Sound. And it features almost the whole Duke Ellington band with the substitution of Billy Strayhorn on piano for the Duke. And we'll hear, in addition to solos by Johnny, we'll also hear solos by trumpet man Cat Anderson, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Harry Carney on baritone sax. This is a tune written by Cat Anderson entitled Waiting for Duke. That was Waiting for Duke, a tune written by Cat Anderson, and featuring the Ellington Band with the substitution of Billy Strayhorn on piano for the Duke, and featuring solos by Johnny Hodges, Cat Anderson, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Harry Carney on baritone sax. It was from an LP entitled The Big Sound on the Verve label, released in 1957.
After Red Garland left the Miles Davis Quintet around 58 or 59, he struck out on his own and recorded innumerable albums on the Prestige and Jazzland labels, all for about a period of 10 years, many in a quintet context, but most of them in a trio with bass and drums. And then he went into kind of semi-retirement and moved to Houston, Texas, and then he was coaxed out of retirement. And we're going to play something when he came back on the scene for a while, and this was recorded live at the Keystone Corner, which is a famous jazz club in San Francisco, recorded in December of 1977. It's a trio where he's backed up by one of Indianapolis's finest, Leroy Vinegar on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And here's Red's version of the Bronislaw Caper classic from the movie of the same name, On Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. right. That was the Red Garland Trio live at the Keystone Corner, San Francisco, California, 1977. We have Leroy Vinegar, you heard there, with a fine bass solo. And Philly Joe Jones was there on drums. And it was after Red was coked out of retirement after several years of semi-retirement in Houston. So now what's up next, Al?
Next we have a somewhat unusual selection. This is by the Jazz Tone Mystery Band. This was a LP released on the Jazz Tone label in 1957. Information on the cover described a very talented Swedish group, very Swedish names. I took everything at face value, but after a while I thought, this group sounds an awful lot like Woody Herman's Third Herd. And in fact, it was constructed very much like it. There's four very brother-like saxophones, four trombones, five trumpets, and a piano, bass, and drums. So after a while, I thought maybe Woody was trying to put something over on whoever he was contracted with at the time. But the advent of the internet changed all that, because I was able to track down the history and the data on this group. And it turns out they were very legitimate. Harry Arnold was the leader, and his real name is Harry Arnold Person, P-E-R-S-S-O-N. And he had a decent career as a writer and arranger. It turned out the band itself often served to back American musicians who toured Europe, people like Stan Getz and Coleman Hawkins, Lucky Thompson, and many others often appeared with this band. So let's listen to the band here. You'll hear a tenor solo. You'll also hear a trombone solo, a muted trumpet solo, and a very Bill Chase-like trumpet high register solo at the end. So let's listen to the Irving Mills, Edgar Sampson tune, Blue Lou. So that was Blue Lou featuring the Jazz Tone Mystery Band a band that turned out to be not so mysterious after a little investigation. It was led by Harry Arnold, and the LP was released in 1957 on a Jazz Tone label.
Next up is an album by our spotlight artist, Red Garland, on piano, called the PC Blues Cut Prestige Album in March of 1957, backed up by one of his favorite rhythm sections. He cut many, many albums with this rhythm section, Paul Chambers on bass out of the Miles Davis Quintet, and Art Taylor on drums. And this is the Kern and Hammerstein great composition, Why Was I Born?
Thank you.
Ah, yes, that's the lilting Bach chord styling of our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Red Garland, doing Hammerstein and Kern's classic, Why Was I Born, tastefully backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, with fine brushwork there by Art Taylor on drums. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from Julian Priester. This is from an LP on the Riverside label entitled Keep Swingin'. It features Julian on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. It's a John Klinger, Sam Lewis composition entitled Just Friends. Was Just Friends, featuring Julian Priester on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Keep Swingin'.
Next up is another track by our highlight artist, Red Garland, on piano. And this is from his Prestige album that he cut in February of 1958. This is the rhythm section that Red usually used on these trio albums for Prestige. Paul Chambers on bass and Art Taylor on drums. This is a nice up-tempo swinger called Crazy Rhythm. Was a sprightly up-tempo version of a Crazy Rhythm, a rather perky style there for our highlight artist, Red Garland on piano. Bowed bass solo there by Paul Chambers. Art Taylor doing a fine brushwork on drums. That was Crazy Rhythm. So what are we going to hear next, Al?
And next we'll hear from another trombone artist. This time it's Kay Winding. And this is from a jazz tone LP entitled Early Modern. It features Kay on trombone, along with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Brew Moore on tenor sax, George Wellington on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. It's a tune written by Kay entitled Bop City.
Thank you.
was Kay Winding and his group with the tune Bop City, featuring Kay on trombone, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Brew Moore on tenor sax, George Wellington on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957. Originally, it was on a Royal Roost 78 RPM, which attests to the fact that it really was early modern. That was the name of the LP.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last 2 hours on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. And I hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you can visit again next week and every Sunday night, because we really enjoy bringing these mainstream sounds to you. I'm going to close out with our highlight artist, Red Garland, a great pianist. And I hope you've enjoyed his work tonight. And here's a tune that was kind of a mediocre pop hit in the late 50s, I think early 60s. And nobody thought that song would stick after it got off the charts. Became kind of a favorite of the jazz artists anyway. Let's listen to a nice, easy version of Teach Me Tonight. Thank you.